And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Mary Noble is still in a New York hospital with her face and hands heavily bandaged as the result of Claudia Vincent's last desperate attempt to disfigure her by throwing acid in her face. But in spite of the pain she has felt, the uncertainty of how she will look when the bandages are removed, Mary is more at peace right now than she has been for many weeks. But she has Larry at her side. She hears the sound of his voice speaking tenderly as he says,
"Are you awake, darling?"
"Yes, Larry."
"Are you feeling any better, sweetheart? Is there anything I can get for you?"
"Nothing, dear. I'm quite comfortable."
"If only I could change places with you. That's the part that drives me nearly mad. To think that all I can do is sit here and ask questions. I've never felt so useless in my whole life."
"You shouldn't feel that way, darling. You don't know what it means to me to have you here. Even though I can't see you.
This is going to be difficult, but it's something that must be said. Mary, deep down in your heart, can you ever forgive me for the things I said before I was released from jail? The cold, ugly words I hurled at you in jealousy and anger over your supposed interest in Rupert Barlow. They've come back to torture me. I must know whether you can ever take me back into your heart as we were before."
"There isn't any question of that, Larry. I've never changed in my love for you. No matter how it appeared in your eyes, through all the distortions of gossip and rumors about Rupert and me, there's never been anyone but you."
"What a fool I've been. What a blind, selfish fool. And this is what I brought you to. This hospital bed and these bandages. All because I couldn't believe you. Because you had to prove your devotion by risking your life to save mine."
"Oh, it isn't your fault, Larry. None of this is your fault. Don't you understand that?"
"No, Mary. How can I? When it's all too plain that you set out to prove that Claudia Vincent, and not I, murdered Oliver Wilson. When nobody would believe you. When even I turned against you and accused you of petty jealousy to cover up what I believed to be your infatuation for Rupert."
"It's all over, darling. And you've promised that nothing will come between us again."
"That's easy to promise. But what's the good of it if you have to pay such a price for my paltry devotion? Oh, in heaven's name, how could I be worth such a sacrifice?"
"Oh, Larry, to me, you're the most important person on earth. The thought of having you accused of murder that I knew you could never have committed was more than I could stand. I had to prove they were wrong, Larry. I had to make them understand that it was Claudia all the time.
Even though I didn't believe it myself."
"It doesn't matter now, darling. Nothing matters except that when I can leave here, you'll take me home to Rosehaven. Oh, you don't know how I long to get back. So that we can be a family again, Larry."
"Oh, dearest. Nothing will ever change that now. Nothing in this world."
"You've been here hour after hour with me, Larry. You must be so tired."
No, darling.
"After all those weeks of horror before you were freed from that murder charge, you need to rest."
"I don't need anything of the sort. Are you trying to send me away? Or am I tiring you talking so much?"
"Oh, you know it isn't that. But I know you need rest. Even though I can't see your face, I know how tense and tired you must be."
"Oh, now, what is all this leading up to? Am I being dismissed?"
"I want you to rest, sweetheart."
I never felt less like sleep in my life. But if I'm tiring you, honey, I'll go outside and wait."
"Larry, no. Oh, my darling, I love to have you here so close, to hear your voice, but I know how worn out you must be. And it's enough to know you'll be back. I can wait now, Larry. I can wait indefinitely, knowing that there's no longer any cloud of misunderstanding between us."
"There never should have been. It was all my fault."
"Don't say that. Let's try to forget everything that's happened and start all over again."
"Well, that's easy for me. But what about you? What if..."
"What if My face is badly scarred. Is that what you're thinking?
I'd never forgive myself, knowing that I'm the one to blame.
But you're not, Larry. I've tried to tell you that. You couldn't know that I was trying to get evidence to prove Claudia Vincent's guilt. And you couldn't know any more than I could that she'd make this final attempt to get even. It was my fault that I wanted to go with Inspector Ferguson when they arrested Claudia. But I wanted to know she was in custody and that you'd be freed.
I haven't told you about Claudia, about what's happened since then, have I?
They haven't let her go free. She hasn't been convinced them that she's innocent, has she, Larry? They won't allow her to ruin any more lives.
Oh, no, no, no. She'll never be free again. And it's unlikely she'll ever stand trial. They say Claudia's cracked completely under the strain. They've had to put her in a mental institution.
It's probably the best thing for her. I believe Claudia Vincent has been on the verge of madness for a long time. She's lived too much for herself. She's cared too little for anyone else. Now her own frustration has eaten into her mind. I can't help feeling sorry for her, Larry.
Sorry? After what's happened?
I know. But it's sad to think how badly she lost her way, how wretched she must have been.
Oh, shall I see who that is, Mary?
Oh, is she sleeping, Larry? I won't disturb her.
Maud Marlowe, how wonderful. Come in.
Oh. Oh, how are you feeling, my dear? Are you any more comfortable?
I'm much more comfortable. Oh, and I'm so glad you found time to come by.
Oh, you knew I would, Mary.
Here, Maud, let me pull up a chair.
Well, I won't disturb you if you're about to rest. I met your nurse at the desk, and she said I could peek inside and see. She's busy out there fixing flowers for you.
Everyone's been so wonderful to me. This room smells heavenly. I enjoy lying here and just breathing the flower-scented air.
You're quite sure you feel better. Did you rest last night? Did you sleep?
Like a baby. Oh, you mustn't worry about me, Maud. Dr. Allen says I just have to be patient. There's nothing to be done except to wait.
I'm glad he can be so carefree about it. I can't get a word out of the man. I've asked him 1,000 times, and it's no use.
But, darling, how can he tell you anything when he can't be sure himself? Now, you must stop worrying. Everything's going to be all right. You'll see. Maud, I've been trying to get Larry to get some rest, but he's too stubborn.
Well, it's not a bad idea, Larry. You don't want to break down now that everything is all settled, do you?
Maud's right, darling. Please try to rest, for my sake. We have all our lives ahead of us. It's no good wearing yourself out right now.
I take it that is my dismissal. Very well, my sweet. I'll leave you ladies to your own idle gossip. But I don't intend to be gone long. Maud, see that she takes care. Make her follow her own advice.
Oh, don't you worry about that. I can manage Mary far better than any of you. Just you run along.
All right. Goodbye, sweetheart, for a little while. So long, Maud.
Oh, I'll see you later, Larry.
Okay. By the way, how are you making out with your new show?
Oh, very well, so far. We've been sold out since opening night. Oh, I have my fingers crossed.
Well, keep it going till Mary gets up and about. We'll make a special occasion of it and come and see you.
I'll hold you to that promise, Larry.
I won't forget. Bye, honey. And I do love you very much.
Oh, Larry, I love you. Oh, Mr. Noble, just a minute.
Yes, nurse.
Is Mrs. Noble awake? Her friend, Miss Marlowe, just went in. I said it was all right.
Oh, yes, it's quite all right. She's a very close family friend, and my wife is awake.
Oh, that's fine, then. I'll just take these new flowers in to her. Aren't they the most beautiful roses you've ever seen? I don't know where in the world I'll ever put them. There must be a whole greenhouse for them.
Holy smoke. If you put them in that room, you'll have no place for the patient.
What a pity she can't see them. Such a beautiful deep red. Imagine anyone sending you a present like that.
Yes, it's quite a gesture. By the way, is there a card with them, nurse?
Oh, yes, I have it right here on the desk. Would you like to see it?
Yes, if I might.
Of course. Mrs. Noble can't very well read it for herself. Or perhaps you'd like to go back for a minute and read it to her.
Perhaps. Just let me have a look.
Oh, here.
My brave, wonderful Mary, I pray for your quick recovery. Rupert.
Oh, that's very sweet, isn't it? He must be a very dear friend.
Yes. Yes, he must be. Thank you, Miss Clark. I'll be on my way.
Aren't you going to read it to her?
No, I think I'll let you do that. Or you can give it to Miss Marlowe to read. I'm late as it is. Goodbye.
Larry Noble walks rapidly to the elevators and pushes the bell savagely, an unmanageable surge of anger flooding his mind as he thinks...
So, Rupert Barlow isn't out of the picture yet.
Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.